In today's class, we are going to start a little bit of writing by focusing on descriptive writing. What is descriptive writing? Think about this. Almost every day you talk to your friends, your family, strangers, and you describe things to them. For example, if there's a new student in class and you go home and you say to your parents, "We had a new classmate today." And you tell them about them, you describe them. You say things like what they look like, what their personality is, what kinds of things they do, and you give an overall impression so that your parents or the person you're talking to can almost see and experience the same thing that you have when talking to your new classmate. Another very simple example is telling me about your favorite food. Or you want your friends to go to a new restaurant and you say, "Let's go to this place. It's a new Korean chicken restaurant and the food is so delicious. The chicken is crispy, it's soft, it's spicy." And you give all of these adjectives that describe what the food may smell like, taste like, how it makes you feel. And all of these are descriptions. So basically, just about every day when you talk to someone, you describe something or someone or even an experience to them. So what do we need to do? Descriptions. The very basic thing that we need are adjectives, because we know adjectives are describing words. So what color is my watch? It is pink. Is it big? Is it small? Is it round? Is it square? Is it heavy? Is it light? Those kinds of adjectives can help someone who probably can't see or experience this watch to know what it is like. We're also going to look at using things like adverbs. How big is it? Very big. And even verbs and nouns themselves, so the specific words that you use, are important in creating those descriptions. And then later on, we're going to look at literary devices, similes and metaphors, which are often used in poetry and short stories and novels to help create a beautiful picture of what is happening. So today's lesson is all about writing a description, and by the end of today's lesson, you are going to write a description of someone you know.